Let me ride away. know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this.
So green and full, and sometimes you can hardly see how blue the sky is over here.
Thank you. Beyond the clouds. Oh, not now, not now, not now. power-driven soul. Had my share of nightmares, didn't think there could be much more. Then in walked Roderick Usher with the Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes with the ribbon of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an awful poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head and bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. Like a mother to a son, like living, dying, seeing, being, all rolled into one. And all at once I heard some music playing in my bones, the same old song I'd heard for years reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. And beast desire. And when it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're a liar." But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
It's a very masculine statement, but the details are really rather feminine. I think that combination of the masculine and the feminine is what makes a very exciting and very satisfying object for many people.
Yeah. two balls of stardust. Just hang out one silly moon. Oh, oh, and they've got their love torches burning. And they should be playing it cool. I used to laugh, but now I understand. Shake the hand of a brand new fool. Well, fools fall in love just like schoolgirls, blinded by rose-colored dreams. They build their castles on wishes, with only
summer, spirit of early mists and showers, Ixta, goddess of ropes and snares, Ixchel, the spider web that catches the dew of morning, Zui Kok, virgin fire, patroness of infants, Adziz, the master of cold, Kaku Bucket, who works in fire, Ixtub Doom, she who spits out precious stone. Chun Chan, the dangerous one. Apuk, the destroyer. Hiroshima, 1945, August 6. 16 minutes past 8 a.m. Who really gave that order?
Answer, control. The ugly American, the instrument of control.
Question. If control's control is absolute, why does control need to control?
Answer. Control needs time.
Question. Is control controlled by its need to control?
Answer. Yes.
Why does control need humans, as you call them?
Wait. Time. A landing. Death needs time like a junkie needs junk.
And what does death need time for?
The answer is so simple. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sake.
Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our pook's sweet sake. You stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Like this. Brian Geisen had the all-purpose nuclear bedtime story. The all-purpose bedtime story, in fact. Some trillions of years ago, a sloppy, dirty giant flicked grease from his fingers. One of those gobs of grease is our universe on its way to the floor. Splat!
and Crown Nation, Durbin. For those, Titty Bun Rank, Tony Bun Sutch, Diddly Bang Dibang, Diddly Bang. Meanwhile, the Hobble Boss, Russell Stump, Hyde.